Thank you. I heard a story about a Sunday school teacher that was asking the Sunday school children if they understood what a resurrection was, what the resurrection was. And one little boy put up his hand. He said, I do. And she said, yes, Johnny, what is it? And he said, well, I'm not exactly sure, but if it lasts more than 6 hours, you're supposed to call the doctor. And that might be a little sassy for some people on Sunday, but what you need to know is that Easter is much, much older than Jesus' resurrection. That Easter is a celebration of life that is about the fertility of the planet and about the procreation. And so having a little bit of sex mixed in on a Sunday is a good thing to talk about. So anyway, the whole idea of resurrection, the whole idea that the women came to the tomb in the story of Jesus, they came to the tomb expecting to find this body to minister to, and it was gone. The tomb was empty. And not only was the tomb empty, but angel said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And for us as metaphysicians, even if we don't believe the historical story, and boy, are there some different opinions right now about the historical Jesus. You can read from left to right of what someone is very sure or certain it is. And honestly, it doesn't matter to me what is the historical truth. What matters to me is what is the relevance of the story today. Just like I talked about last week, is that if a scripture doesn't have relevance today, even if it's the most famous scripture there is, we shouldn't study it. But it has relevance. It has relevance for two reasons that I can think of. First of all, that whole idea that Jesus was proving that we are not our bodies, that we're greater than our bodies, that our life is eternal, and that eternal life is a true thing. It's not a wish, a hope, a desire. It's the truth. The other thing that is even more practical for us is that we can transform our lives from the dead to absolute vital life. What am I talking about? I'm talking about when we awaken to who we really are spiritually and recognize that there's a power for good in us that responds to us. It's the truth of who we are. It is divine love, and it is everywhere present. It's what brought you here this morning. You may have thought you came because your mother wanted you to, or your sister, but the real reason you came was to be reminded of this truth, the truth that no matter what's going on for you right now, no matter how gray it looks, how dismal, how discouraged you may be, that you can reinvent yourself because you're made in the image and likeness of a power that is transcendent. I've been reading a Jean Houston article, and it's a really brilliant article on the mystery of the resurrection. The mystery of the resurrection. And one of the things she says is that Jesus, when he became the Christ, the enlightened one, was transparent to transcendence. Let me say that again. Jesus, as the Christ, became transparent to transcendence. Touch yourself in the heart and repeat after me. I am transparent to transcendence. Doesn't that feel good? The truth is, it's the truth. It's the truth. And what Jean Houston says is the reason that we resonate. So something in your DNA goes, that's the truth. Something deep in you awakens to a spiritual truth of you that you may not have consciously thought about. It's so convenient for us to to think that we're our bodies, to think that we're our problems or our experiences or our disappointments or any of that stuff. And no matter how much you cried last night, may your tears today be of joy. May they be of hope and infinite possibilities, that the life that you have chosen to live is filled with aliveness, with joy, with possibilities, and that you truly came here to be the difference maker. You are the one that makes the difference. No matter whether you delight people by singing or making dolls or making quilts or writing or practicing photography, whatever it is that you do, that is the way that the one moves through you. That is how the transcendence moves through you. Hello. I forgot to put my iPad on silent, so it might be dinging at me, but since most of my Words with Friends players are right here in this audience, and I don't see them with their phones out, we're probably safe. So when you think of frequencies of consciousness, there's a very easy way to think of it, because the lower frequencies are the frequencies of heartbreak. They're the frequencies of discouragement, of poverty, of lack. And in this realm of consciousness, it's where life bats you around, where things happen to you, where you feel a victim to whatever's happening in life. And even though we don't want to stay there, most of us have experienced at least one or two moments in that place where life happens to us. We're not above it just because we're on the spiritual path. But as we grow in consciousness, we know that whatever consciousness we're seeing through, we're seeing with. And so when I'm coming from that place of feeling hurt, guess what happens? More hurt, more disappointment, more discouragement, more things to be angry about, more things to be upset about. Or I could lift into the next stage of consciousness where things happen by me. Now, there are many of you who are a little controlling, and so you know how that happens. They happen by you, by your will, damn it. I'm going to get this to happen, and it's going to happen right now, right? Because I say so, and because my word is law, and that is true, but it's greater than that control. It's greater than saying it happens by means of me. Because when you say that, you're leaving out your biggest support, your silent partner, the presence and power of the divine, no matter what name you call it, whether you call it God, whether you call it Jesus, whether you call it Lord, whether you call it Buddha, Baha'u'llah, I'm quoting Daniel Namad right now, it is one power, no matter what. And so that's the third level of consciousness. That's the third frequency of consciousness. When things happen through me, that's when I'm transcendent and I'm transparent to that transcendence. That's actually what we're longing for. And then when we don't have to think about it anymore, it's the fourth level of consciousness. It happens as me. That one presence and I are so one that, as Jesus said, as Jesus claimed, the Father and I are one. You can only see the Father by means of me, meaning his consciousness, the way he saw life. And that's what we're called to this Easter morning, not to rejoice in the one miracle that happened over 2,000 years ago, but to ensure that that miracle is happening every moment of our lives by being the place where heaven meets earth, by being that presence and that power. On Wednesday with Wisdom, Reverend Bruce was talking about really using the law of mind, using the principle, and knowing that you can depend on it. And he said one of the ways that you can build That consciousness is through gratitude. It's one of the ways you can build this through me, as me consciousness too. Because when I'm grateful, no matter what I'm grateful for expands in my life. So what more good do you want today? What more do you want to see and experience? St. Augustine was quoted as saying that he had had visions of seeing the risen Christ. He had seen Christ, and he saw these visions fully, like it felt like there was Jesus right there. And then they started to diminish and go away, and he heard the words, "Look in your heart, that's where you first found me. Look in your heart, that's where you first found me." Your connection to the divine happens. It's an inside job. You can come here to be inspired, but the shift in consciousness happens in you. It's a choice. You decide. You decide to have a greater experience of oneness with that thing that is transcendent, that thing that is God itself. And then, not only is what you're looking at what you're looking with, but what you're yearning for is yearning for you. Have you ever thought of that? That presence of God within you is yearning for you to awaken to who you really are. What better day to do that than today? Choose the frequency of consciousness that is one with the divine. Just give you a little Ernest Holmes here, which will be very easy for me to do. Actually, I'm going to give you a little Ralph Waldo Emerson, whom Ernest quoted. My Ernest quote isn't exactly what I wanted to say at this point. Here's what Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said, "As there is no screen or ceiling between the heads and the infinite heavens, so there is no barrier wall in the soul where we, the effect, cease, and God, the cause, begins." Let me read it to you again. It's a very profound, because we think we're separate from. And yet, we are that. He says, just as if there is no screen or ceiling between our heads and the infinite heavens, so there is no barrier wall in the soul where we, the effect, cease, and God, the cause, begins. That God cause is right where you are. We were promised that in the twinkling of an eye, life can change. But it changes here. It's always from the inside out. Which frequency of consciousness are you choosing today? Is life happening to you? Is it happening by you? Or is it happening through you, as you? I have a story I'd like to share. I was listening to NPR yesterday. I was actually trying to listen to Garrison Keillor, which I still didn't get, but I was listening to a cooking show, and a man was talking about the week he'd had, the year he'd had. And he was saying how tough a year it had been and how things had broken down, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, and every time I had car issues, I was driving someone else's car. So this one story, he was driving someone's Jeep, and he stalled on the side of the road. He had a flat tire, and he didn't have a jack in his Jeep. So people went past and went past and went past, almost 3 hours of people just going past, tow trucks even, going past, and no one stopping. He had almost given up on the human race and was going to get out and walk somewhere. He had big signs in his windows, "Please stop, I need a jack." And this little car with 6 people in it stopped. Most of the people were children, a wife and a husband, and the man couldn't speak English at all, much at all, but he indicated that he would help. So he got out his little jack. He was in a little car, and the jack wasn't big enough for the Jeep. So he got his saw out of his car, and he went over to the side of the road, and he found a piece of wood that he could saw to make a level table to raise up the jack so it'd be high enough. And he did that, and the storyteller was changing his tire, and what's it called? Wrench? What is it that they take the lug nuts off? Lug wrench. Anyway, he was using it, and it was just a little one, and it broke. And so the man took it to his wife, who was still in their car, and she took it, went, came back with a new lug wrench, continued to fix the tire. He said to himself, I have to, and he was the only one to stop, I have to compensate this person. He gave him a $20 bill. A man absolutely refused, gave it back to him. So he thought, well, I'll go to the wife. She'll take it. He goes to the wife, takes it, and he feels really good. He gets me in his car. Little girl comes and says, Mister, are you hungry? He said, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I've been sitting here for 3 hours. Here's a tamale for you, she says. And he opens the tamale and finds the $20 there. So he speeds up and says, please, 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 por favor, take the $20. And he said, the man, in his most intense way, in other words, this was a really difficult phrase for him, because he was non-English speaking, and he said, no, today you, tomorrow me. We are one. Wow. Wow. So what? Here's what I know is, and the man and his wife, he said, well, I'll send them a gift. So he said to the little girl, what's your address? We live in Mexico. They were seasonal workers picking peaches. Now, that 3 hours that he helped our friend cost him real money. Money that could have put food in their pockets, but there was no thought of not doing. There was no thought of not giving back. Today, you, tomorrow, me. That, to me, is the consciousness of as me. As me. So as you're moving through your Easter, and then the end of the story, the fellow said, then from then on, in the next 6 months, he changed many tires. He gave many people rides. He even took a young girl to the airport 50 miles away from where he was, because he was paying back. He was giving back. So it's one of the ways that we can see, I am that that thou art. Thou art that that I am. Today, who do you choose to be? Which frequency of consciousness is yours? Make it the as. It's the truth of you. And so it is.